This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. Someone who may know who said it, though, we're now joined by a very special guest. Very special guest. Duncan's prepared some sort of time to, I don't know how long he has, but we've got him in the studio.
And
we've got him
in the studio. You know, there's like childlike excitement.
I know. There's a lot of nostalgia happening. There's a lot of nostalgia. There's a lot of butterflies. Let's just introduce our guest. Welcome, Santa Claus. Wow, that was a quick and short applause. Thank you, everybody. Hi, Santa.
Hello, boys.
Wow.
Merry holidays, boys.
Thank you for being very PC.
It's 2016.
That's right. You got to account for everybody.
You do.
You have to.
That's right. Thank you so much for coming down here, Santa. We appreciate the time.
Oh, not a trouble.
Well, you're very look at you. Very gracious. Very gracious. I'm sure you've got a jam-packed schedule. You want to be real?
I'm flat out.
It's nearly 12:30, so you can be real with us.
This is eating into my free time, but I like starting off my Fridays the right way, the live way, the Life Out Proud way.
That's exactly right, Santa. We appreciate that. We appreciate that little plug. We'll probably take that little soundbite and turn it into something. Thank you very much, Santa.
You're welcome. I give authority.
Oh, I didn't realize we needed it.
Oh,
wow. That sounds like a lot of this. That sounds very similar.
That was from my Christmas special.
Ah, where you did like an hour of Santa.
I think is that what you got up?
Yes, that's what I got up to.
That's what you got up to in the break when you for those 11 months where you take a break off.
I try and take about 11 and a half if I can.
11 and a half hours sleep or?
Months off a year.
Months off a year. What? That sounds like a nice job.
I would, you know.
Although, granted, you have to fly around in a reindeer, sled. That I don't know if there has safety precautions. Santa, do you have in your sleigh a parachute?
That's a good question. No parachute, no seatbelt or airbags. Wow. No, I had to get the rear light fixed the other week.
Really? Someone pulled you up? The Santa police pulled you up?
Oh, they tried and write me up, and I told them. Give me a break. It's my birthday.
Of course it is. You know is your birthday on Santa? I mean, on Christmas.
I am Santa. usually, what I said it was my birthday, he said happy birthday
and you jaywalked across the road.
It was a rough day.
You were just trying to get across the road.
Enjoy my 11 and a half months. Ho-ho.
Of course. Ho-ho-ho. That sounds like a lot of this.
Yes.
Wow. Was that pre-recorded?
Did you prepare that?
Yes, I prepared that.
Wow, thank you so much, Anna. Look, we've got so many questions here. I don't know how much time
people are texting in.
The lines are going off, okay? Santa's here. Look, if you just joined us, Santa's here, okay? All right?
Thank you. I'm laughing out proud.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And all the Laugh Out Prouders out there appreciate you taking time out to be here for us.
That's not a problem.
So we were just wondering, how many presents can you fit in your sack?
Oh, you beg your ear. Hey. We're talking Friday mornings live.
Yeah. I don't know what angle you're taking it from, but you know the
my Santa sack, my Christmas cheer.
Yes.
Sack.
Yes. How many presents can you fit in that one?
Enough to satisfy all that will receive my gifts.
Wow, that's Wendy was on that and he
Wendy, good job. Good job, Wendy.
Wendy has picked up the comedic timing from last week, I think.
Fantastic.
Wendy is on it. Thank you so much, Santa, for answering that so honestly. Because that's the issue. That's the issue. There's not many interviews with you.
Not everybody gives the straight-up facts, but Santa, I appreciate you.
We appreciate you being...
Anytime, boys.
So truthful.
I love it here at TNS.
That's right, Wendy. That's right.
What have I done?
That's right.
What?
Well, you said TNS. You
that's
said TNS. Where's Z&G?
I'm proud with TNS.
Oh,
That's Santa.
That's an issue. That's going to be an issue,
it's
Santa.
It's Z&G.
But we did want to know, though. We did want to know, okay? You could almost be in the naughty list, all right now, for saying TNS.
Oh, really? Yeah. I think I'm a pretty good judge of who's been naughty and who's quite nice.
You sure about that? Because you clearly were naughty right then. So that's one strike. That's first strike for Santa. That's a first strike for Santa.
Unprecedented.
Well, hey, look, we've got our own naughty list down here at Love Hair Brad. And Duncan's at the top of that one. Wendy's a close second. And you're straight up third right there. Santa?
So I'm glad I'm on the list.
Yeah, you're on the list, naughty.
Of the Laugh Out Proud list.
Does your partner make the naughty list as well?
I'm not going to go into very great detail.
Oh, okay.
I'm a busy man.
You're a busy man. You don't have time to go into such...
I'm a busy man, but...
Yes? Look, Please dish.
Every so often.
Really?
I think, it's all right for all of us to be on the naughty list sometimes.
Well, you know.
As long as you don't make a habit of it.
That's right. You know, you can't fulfill all your life with
it's
pleasures.
It's all about balance,
you
know? Santa. You're
balancing,
right.
Balancing, Santa. You're actually a responsible human. We appreciate that.
Santa, one question I've had about your lifestyle, your festive lifestyle, is that... You know, where you live, it's quite a cold location.
It is very cold. It is very cold, and it's something that I'd like to open my freezer door with and put some ice cubes in the freezer.
Where you live?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It saves on the gas bill, even though my fridge doesn't operate on gas.
Well, my question was about to be, what is your heating bill the year?
My heating bill? Well, luckily, we have a wood fire.
Oh.
And the elves put all the unused toys, the brand new toys... The ones that didn't make the cut, there's a list, there's a checklist, and hey, Australia's pretty tough this year. So all the toys that the elves made.
That's breaking news.
A little bit. I know.
Thanks, Santa.
Thank you. Yes. I got my fill-in to do that noise for me. Because I can't get it right anymore. Ha 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 ha. See, it's not right anymore. It's not right. I can't. I've lost it. I've lost touch, TNS boys. I tell you what.
Look, Santa, that's fine. That's the second strike.
Yeah. Well, no, it is the second strike. That's right, Wendy. That's right.
What do you want from me, boys? I'm a busy man.
All right. I know you're a busy man. Look, we've got a text in here. Thank you very much, 310. And we've got a question for Santa here. Santa, can you answer questions from text lines? Is that what you do?
I might have time for a question.
All right. Let's have this one question. It asks, how many animals do you own?
Is this person serious?
Apparently. I mean, I can't read tone in text, but this is a serious question.
I own...
We've got the... That was a clock.
Oh, you're giving me the hurry up. I'm sorry.
I'm giving you that.
I thought this was Santa's segment. Okay. I've got roughly 12 deers. Reindeers.
Right. Hang on. What was that? What do you mean?
Reindeers.
What did you mean? That's breaking news all of a sudden. Sorry, do you...
When did Santa be put in the hot seat? When did this happen?
As soon as this turned into a current affairs show, okay? We just found out that Santa is not using reindeers. He is, in fact, using deers.
I don't think.
Oh, okay. I don't know if that's something that should be applauded.
I don't know why we're getting applauded.
The studio audience here is a bit wild tonight.
Look, TNS, I'm going to have to wind this up.
You're going to have to wind
this up?
I'm going
to have to wind this up.
Oh, do you have to get back on your sleigh? Wait.
Yes, I've got to attend to the reindeers.
The reindeers. Okay, how many carrots do you feed them? What do you feed them? One last question, Santa.
Protein powder.
Protein powder.
Protein powder.
You got the.
It's going to be a busy Christmas this year. I need them bulking.
You need them muscly.
I need them jacked.
At this time of the year, you need them jacked to pull that load, to pull that hard load.
And I need them to pull the load.
That's it. You know, that's what you need to do.
So I can deliver my joy to everybody.
But did the Santa Authority allow that protein powder this year?
It has been approved. It has.
Okay.
It has.
Wow,
they've passed testing.
It's all scientifically proven, isn't it, Santa? Wow. Oh, I mean, that's almost breaking news in itself. The reindeers eat protein powder. Isn't that fantastic? It's like that kangaroo, you know, that does that. Oh, 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 boom, boom, boom. It up at the window.
The jack kangaroo.
Yeah.
I could get kangaroos.
Can you get kangaroos? If you
ask for it for Christmas next year, maybe.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. I heard they were pests.
I didn't know what I've heard about kangaroos.
well, look, you did say you have to wrap it up, Santa. You're not wrapping it up. So I don't know what you're doing.
Boys.
Santa. That's a third strike. And you're out of here, mate.
All right. I will see you next year, boys.
Get out of here, mate.
Tell Duncan I love him.
You're in contact with Duncan. Oh, that's right. That's how he booked it. So that makes sense.
You know what? Something I just noticed.
What? What's that?
Call me crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bye, Santa. See you later. He's just walking out of the studio.
And thank you again, Santa, for coming.
Thank you.
One thing I've noticed is that we've never had Duncan and Santa.
Yep.
In the same room before.
Oh, wow.
At the same time.
That is actually a good...
A bit of a tinfoil
Is very tinfoiling. That is very tinfoiling of you. But, you know, you're right. You're right. Santa and Duncan have never been in the same room together. Mm. And then there was that tinsel, little email in earlier. I don't know what's going on.
Still got his fingers in this pie.
Uh-huh. And there was almost a slight British accent on what Santa was saying.
Mm.
And Duncan has a British accent.
Look, these are pieces to a puzzle that we're trying to work out ourselves.
And we are connecting the dots here live on air. We're connecting the dots for you. Wendy's looking puzzled. And if you're puzzled at home, well, that's where we are too. So come along for the ride.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.